evening, a fantastic sea here at Scone as part of the Belmont Hotel Women's Sevens here in Scone. Fantastic year for you, of course you're part of the CBW side of the Waratahs who've won the title, making the move from Cowra to the Central Coast, but congratulations on the CBW stuff, it just must have been sensational, not only to win the title but captain the team on the way through when Ash Houston was out here and there.
Yeah, I know, it was just good to work in a whole different group and in that environment and actually have that that women's rugby on that stage and stuff like that, and it worked out very well in the end.
And you're getting a lot more endorsement deals, sort of like Charlotte Kaslick, or it's just same old sort of thing there where you do it for the love of the game?
Yeah, no, it's still for the love of the game, and I think it's very good, especially like, you know, going to Central Coast. I'm still a fair bit out in the Central West. Just still try to get, you know, all the girls involved in rugby on every level, and that's a good thing.
It's just one of those realities with being part of the Waratahs CBW side. You had to move in from Cowra into the Central Coast, and I noticed that Paul Briggs, you've become pretty good mates of, they've got your fit and all that sort of thing. But when did you get a sort of a heads up that the CBW was going to happen? Was it late in last year or early this year?
Yeah, it was early this year. I think it was over, in the new year, definitely. And there was like some trials out after the tents in Brisbane and stuff like that. And I just thought, oh, I'll just go over to the trial, see what is and happened. And I really liked the training and like the setup, and it sounded all pretty good. Not even really knowing, I think, what it all was, you know, what was happening and how big it was.
What are the differences in culture when it comes to Cowra compared to the Central Coast? Is it just the beaches and people are much of a muchness, or it's a bit more relaxed wherever you go?
Well, I actually loved it. Like a couple of weeks ago, I went to the Bathurst tents with my Avoca girls as the end of season trip, and we actually bunched together there with the country girls, and I reckon we're mates for life. It doesn't really matter where you go, it's a good spirit.
When do you girls start training in for CBW, and are you looking forward to hopefully a home and away series this year compared to one block of four games where you play each other once, or is it time for the girls to be better paid and given more of a heads up and more sort of specialist training and more time to recover and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, well, I really think, you know, it starts, like, it shouldn't really matter if you get more paid or whatever like that. It's, of course, good that you can have the time and you've got the gyms and everything available, the same as the boys and stuff like that. But the hours you have to put in, like, it's still a lot at the club and still, like, a lot of individual where we can improve, I think. Dietary, going to the gyms, looking after yourself. And then when you come together at training, it really counts. And especially, you know, for girls who are traveling and stuff like that, they need to get that right.
Well, you're a Dutch international, and how do you see your international pathway now, because we've got the small issue of hopefully 2021 being in the Hunter Valley. Are we still looking to maybe play test matches and going back home and maybe having a lash at getting to a World Cup?
Well, to be honest, I just think I had a very long season and I'm here around for some fun, and I've been saying like, oh, maybe I'll just back off a little bit from all the professional stuff and things like that. I'm still enjoying having all the girls over from the Netherlands here and work with the youngsters and stuff like that, and we'll just see, like, I'll probably, you know, keep training and keep fit anyway, but it's a big commitment every time, so...
We've got to see more of these tournaments, not only for women, but also in the scrub. And, as you know, being from Cowra, having the tens at the start of the year, the more you can put in and get stuck into the community and people put money into these country areas, and it's great.
Absolutely fantastic. I already thought, like, last year, having, you know, like, having the boys coming over to the country and play in the country those games is good. And I really actually hope that the women are coming from the Sydney, like, you know, city into the country as well. Because, well, you see, everywhere there's women numbers, and we all love it and we make a good time of it and we really learn from it all, so it's great for both.
Finally, you're here with the Central Coast side here in the Sevens. What's the purpose here? Is it...
Well, Sevens is just better to, you know, build on the numbers and stuff like that. And we'll see, like, you know, we went to a few tens tournaments, and of course there are girls who really enjoy that. I think, like, you know, sides as Warnervale and everything, they really got potential, and I really hope for them that they go more, like, you know, into 15s and stuff like that. But on the Central Coast, seriously, we have so much people there with so much knowledge, and with this, you know, Central Coast, like, academy and stuff, what we're trying to do is get those girls, and they have, like, you know, the professionalism, like, you know, from people who've been up that highest level, to learn them and teach them young, create like the good habits and what it all takes to be like a good athlete. And I think that's what we're trying to do, and, you know, lift them up, like, in tournaments like this.
Well, Ingrid, it's fantastic to see you here again. Congratulations on your season with the New South CBW side, premiers for the first time, of course, in the Bill Corp CBW competition, and you're putting something back in very nicely here.